okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Thomas Paine Podcast. What's happening, folks? On a Thursday, we made it to Thursday. I can't believe it. It's been a long week here. I know you folks as well are suffering grammar issues and speech issues. That's when they come out of the gates. It's like a rodeo. You see the bull come out. It's been itching to get out of the gates, and then it tosses the cowboy on top of it within a couple seconds. That's just what happened there. So let me slow things down. Let me get from yesterday. We talked. Let me get my chakra, man. Let me get my LSD, man, from the World Economic Forum, man, and my ecstasy, man. Let me just chill out. I know you folks out there as well are experiencing this phenomenon where a week seems like a month and a month seems like 2 or 3 months, 4 months, a quarter. But Thursdays have a different energy. I always thought that Thursdays had a different energy. And when I up at college, when they put me in charge of the fraternity, they said, our parties really suck, Moore. What can you do? I said, well, you don't even want to know what I can do. It's going to get crazy up here. And I mapped things out. As an 18-year-old now, I'm 18. Am I 18? Yeah, 18. 18, 19, I said, you know, I noticed when we used to go out around Philly, and we used to go down to Villanova and stuff, to the college when we were in high school, home on break and stuff. And they used to say, hey, man, you know how to dance? You know how to DJ? Like the college kids, the fraternity kids. I'm like, yeah. I said, well, we don't really have a DJ, but we got all this music up here. Can you DJ? So I'm up there like 16, 17 DJing in fraternities. I said, you want to get things moving? We'll get things moving. But in Villanova, they started partying on Thursday. And I asked the cat, why are you guys partying on Thursday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I said, there's like an energy change on Thursday into Friday into Saturday. And another guy said, well, that's when the drugs get here, man. So maybe that's why there's an energy change. So we started partying on Thursdays instead of waiting to Friday and Saturday. And of course, we started partying on Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Mondays. Anyway, folks, watch that gray point average go. But as you know, it's all bullshit anyhow, unless you want to become a doctor or something you really need your degree for. Although, that hasn't worked out very well, has it, folks? You went to medical school for all those years. And then you just become a puppet of the CDC. And the FDA and the NIH. You can't prescribe medication. I was on the phone today with a doctor. Telemedicine. I said to the doctor, yo. My wife said, why? You just can't stop, can you? I said, where are you from, man? You sound like you're from Western Pennsylvania. And he like looked at me and he's like, who the fuck is this guy? He goes, I am from Western Pennsylvania. I said, let me take a guess. Blair County. He said, bro, how did you know that? He was stumped. I said, well, I'm from out there. You sound a lot like my relatives. And my wife was like, how do you do that? How the hell did you do that? How did you know? I said, babe, I'm the magic man. Don't you know that? I said, no, I backgrounded the guy before. I want to find out who I'm on with. She said, are you serious? I said, fucking right, man. I had a Young Bucks. We're here in the morning. I said, here's this cat's name. Give me a background on the guy. See if he's got any license marks on his license. Give me his lawsuits. Give me his particulars. Give me his driving history. Give me all of it. I want to know everything about this guy. Now, there's a lesson in that. My wife said, I don't even understand. I said, right, you don't understand. After all these years, you don't understand. But she's starting to now. I said, look, information is power, man. That cat thinks he's the doctor, and he's got my medical history, right? And he's the man. I know more about him than he knows about me. And that's how you should be in life. You should be prepared. And information is power, man. I try to tell people this. Intel is power. Information is power. We are dishing that every night on here and every morning when you listen to it. I love it. I've done it since I was a kid in college. Speaking of that, On Monday, we're going to have a special show on a holiday, a fresh show. A lot of people will be mailing it in on the holiday, since it's the holiday. A lot of other people, other podcast folks, will be mailing it in. We'll have a special show. We're going to have an interview. Real political heavyweight coming on the show. And so we'll do that Monday, kind of a change of pace. You'll be laying back, perhaps, on Monday, chilling out. And so we won't go hard news. And then Tuesday, we'll come back with the hard stuff through the rest of the week. Tonight on Hotwire, which is the top tier on Pain.tv, we'll have we'll have some bad news, I mean, as far as humanity is concerned. But some real heavyweight news from inside the FDA. I hope it doesn't come true, to tell you the truth. I mean, there's a chance that it might change between now and when the news breaks, but our insiders tell us that's not going to happen. So they've been spot on so far. But I actually hope that it's incorrect. Probably is not. But we will tell folks, the subscribers on Hotwire, what's going on. And like I say, information is power. So you should really empower and position yourself to understand who you're dealing with. Know your enemy, so to speak. And this is another... I guess, seminar, another masterclass in exactly pinpointing who your enemy is. And it's gotten bad over the FDA. Some of our folks say, well, they're looking for leaks because they know that people are going on podcasts and on, like, member websites, paywall websites, and they want to know where this information is coming from. Boy, I wonder which podcast they're talking about. It only took them 2 years to catch up with it. Geniuses over there, the FDA. Well, we'll talk about it. It might not necessarily be a long hot wire tomorrow. We just had a hot wire from a couple days ago, which was smoking. But it will be an impactful hot wire, and one which I hope the intel actually is incorrect. I don't think it is. But it's like a weird thing going on here. As a journalist, you want to be out front. You want to be first. You want to be right. Those are two very important things that we've been really steadfast about. Be first, be right, be way ahead of the pack. Okay, that's great from an ego standpoint or a journalistic standpoint. But if what you're being first on and what you're being right about is not good for the country or not good for the world, then it's like, well, I hope I'm wrong. So you're actually rooting against yourself these days. Things have become so dire. It's very strange. So we have that coming tonight, Thursday night. And then we have the regular show tomorrow, Maria Albanese. Another special show on Monday, like I said. Something to break it up and wet the whistle. If you're having a cookout or whatever you're having going on. Perhaps folks have to work. My mom always had to work on Monday of the holiday. She worked in a grocery store. She was a cashier. She rarely got off, right? Stores are always open. That was back in the day, too. I mean, I go now into these stores I just remember she worked at ShopRite. I remember going into ShopRite as a kid, and every time somebody left the fucking store, cold air would blow in and it would just sweep across all the registers. And the cashiers were all female at the time. They were just like in the winter, they were dressed. They had like half gloves on, sweaters, and they had to wear like a smock, but they had like sweater underneath. And my mom used to wear like thermal underwear and heavy socks and boots and stuff, because she'd be literally freezing her butt off. That wind would just come in. And now you go to these stores, and all the doors are away from the registers, and they have they have heaters, or they have air conditioners over the doors. If hot air blows in, you get a cold blast of air to neutralize it, and vice versa. I'm like, man, mom would be loving life. Come home all frozen and bones all cold and and frozen from a long day. And it, you know, I hope everything that she sacrificed, and this goes for your folks too, your ancestors and your parents and your grandparents and great grandparents and beyond. I hope everything they sacrificed for us isn't just being pissed away. It really, it really gets you with what they're trying to do. Well, we have some, a little bit of good news as our crack research squad here has told us that they're having a hard time. The World Health Assembly is having a hard time with their pandemic treaty. We're going to cover that. The Young Bucks told me that is in the news. So we'll get to that. I get such fascinating things from the Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app community. And the app has just been updated officially. I guess I got in trouble from the Young Bucks today because I said yesterday that the day before that the app had been updated, the Apple app. And they said, you fucked up. You said too early. It's been updated. And in many cases, I found out it automatically updates on, at least it did on my phone. But if not, you can go in and update it. But it was updating our phones here automatically, and it's got a couple new features, including the ability to DM each other from the app without any snags. We fixed that. Of course, if you're using it on your desktop too as well, it's very powerful. But somebody sent me this, and these guys are like heavyweights. They're still on the job. They're feds. I'm going to put it up on the screen here. But you don't have to be on Pain.TV. Why join Pain.TV? We talk about it. It's an ad-free video podcast, ad-free audio podcast, ad-free RSS feed of the podcast as well. If you're not in the mood for ads and you want to get in on the social media aspect of Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app. This is really interesting. It's a map of the United States, and it has little pinpoints on them, and it's very, very, and no one's talking about this, but so I figure we will. Picture below are the locations of the 28 fires and 2 plane crashes that have been affecting a variety of food infrastructure facilities since January 2021, along with a comprehensive chronological list and associated links, etc. I'm told this is a work in progress, but we got a first draft. It really is. When you break it down like this, it's stunning. I guess I can make a video of this and present it to you while I'm talking about it. But I can run down. You know, it starts 1/15/21, Fayetteville, Illinois. Delhi Star deals with the aftermath of a devastating fire. Monmouth, Illinois. 4/29/21, fire broke out. Smithfield Foods, pork processing plant. It goes down and down and down. 28 of these things. Memphis, Tennessee. Hanceville, Alabama. Austell, Georgia. Grand Island, Nebraska. Scott Township, Pennsylvania. San Antonio, Texas. Hamilton, Ontario. Lecompte, Louisiana. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Boston, Wisconsin, Claypool, Indiana, Hermiston, Oregon, Lincoln, Nebraska, Sunnyside, Washington, Plainfield, Indiana, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Belfast, Maine, Maricopa, Arizona, San Juan, Texas, Conway, New Hampshire, Heyburn, Indiana, Idaho, Salinas, California, Durfer, Oregon, Oddie, Kansas, Covington, Georgia, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, we're just out there, Fresno, California, Norfolk, Virginia, that was just 5-1 of 22, Purdue soybean plant catches fire, This is fucking stunning, man. As I said, as a good investigator, sleuth, you don't believe in coincidences and you don't believe in happenstance. There's no such thing. This is targeting. You look at the map, it really lays things out. It's you can't ignore these things. And so the fantastic work that people are doing behind the scenes, and this comes out of some heavyweights, federal agents, who are mapping this stuff on their own and doing a lot of research on their own, saying there's fuckery afoot here. This happens a lot when you have access to fantastic intel tools, and you say, you know what, we're not doing anything right now. Let's put these tools to good work, good use, like I did with the doctor. I background everybody. I've done it for a long time, and I like to know where I'm going, who I'm dealing with, and you should start thinking that way too, so you're not caught off guard. Gives you an upper hand on many different things. Now, it might not seem like a big deal, but instead of that doctor controlling things, I was controlling things. I knew he was going to ask me if I was vaxxed because I found information on him blathering about the vaccine. So I knew that was coming. So I was prepared for that. He asked me a question I didn't like. I didn't really want to give an answer to, right? I don't know what it was. It was no big deal. I just wasn't in the mood to tell him things. So I threw him off and said, hey, wait, you sound like you're from Western Pennsylvania. You see how it works? Now he forgets all about it. Forgets all about me, the patient. Not that he really gave a shit about me in the first place. But one of the most powerful things is allowing people to talk about themselves as a form of misdirection. This is like a Lieutenant Columbo fucking top 10 Lieutenant Columbo techniques. And Columbo, of course, was well researched and coached up about law enforcement, about investigations, detective work. As when you want to misdirect a conversation, you just ask the person about themselves. Oh, hey, you sound like you're from XYZ. Now, you know where they're from. You know where they're from. There's many different ways. How do you tell somebody where somebody's from, Payne? How the hell do you know? You look up somebody's address or something. It doesn't mean they're from there. True. True. So sometimes you use dialect, the way they speak. I'm really good at that. Or there are other tricks of the trade. First five numbers of your Social Security number tells me where you were born. Did you know that? And where your social security card was issued. So if you were issued at birth, I know where you're from. If you got it at 16, a working age, and that's almost like a thing of the past, but in 20 years ago that was a thing. Then I know where you were when you were 16, and presumably you were in the same place when you were born. First five numbers, I know exactly where you're from. This is how the government keeps track of everybody. I bet you didn't know that, right? You can even break it down many times to what year the Social Security number was issued based on the number. And I can guess your year of birth, roughly. I don't need your exact date of birth. I can guess your year of birth. If I know that the Social Security number was issued in New Jersey, which is different from mine. I'm from Pennsylvania. But I know the numbers in Jersey. And I can look the numbers up and say, okay, this thing was issued in 1977, 1978. So XYZ subject is XYZ years old. You want to get freaked out? Federal FEIN numbers. They start out with like 51 dash, and then the sequential numbers, IRS numbers for businesses. Same thing. Those first two numbers tell me exactly what state you incorporated in. So if I only have an EIN number, I know exactly where you're from. 1-5. If your corporation F-E-I-N starts with 1-5, I know where you're from. If it starts with 5-1, I know where you're from. It's 1-5, let me go. That's New York, and 5-1 is Maryland. And so you go down the list. Little tricks you can play with people. I'll give you another one, just for the hell of it. I was on the phone with the RV people a few weeks ago as we continue to try to patch up the old tuna, the 38-foot tuna from our trip across the U.S. And the lady says, "You have a credit card number?" Yeah, it was like $200 or something. And I gave it to her. She said, "Visa or MasterCard?" I said, "Let me teach you a trick." I said, "How many times a day do you ask that question?" She said, 10 times a day for the last 5 years. I'm on the phone with people. I said, "You want me to save you some time?" She said, "Yeah." So you'll never have to ask this question again. It's very easy. You guys can understand this too. Visa starts with 4. MasterCard starts with 5. American Express starts with 3. And Discover starts with 6. You never have to ask the question again. If they give you a number that starts with 5, that's a MasterCard. If they give you a number that starts with 3, that's Amex. If they give you a 4, that's Visa. I said, "You're welcome. Now give me a discount on my bill, you son of a bitch." Little tricks of the trade, folks. And there are many out there. Little things you learn from working the streets. And there are some things, some really good tricks we can't even talk about. As far as many things, but I'll pass those things along to you. Maybe they're helpful to you in your daily endeavors, maybe not. Well, these idiots over at the World Economic Forum, they really made a jerk out of themselves this week. I mean, I'm sure they don't see it that way, but I mean, the way it's playing, and we read it pretty well, the way it's playing on Main Street, whatever you want to call it, they're looking like scary freaks, of course, which they are, compared to regular human beings. These people think that they're going to be able to put a chip in your brain and turn you into a machine, so wouldn't expect what they say to play well. We've had a hell of a good time making fun of them. You have to make fun of these people, and people maybe are getting it now. You really do have to make fun of them. They can't handle it. So fucking serious, my God. How dare you? How dare you? We're going to save the world. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's all fun and games till someone gets a pitchfork through the neck. Ask the British in 1775, 1776.
"We will take over these farmers, these crude. All they have is hoes and rakes and pitchforks. These crude, if you will, are no match for the British Empire."
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's all fun and games till somebody gets tuned up like a piano. So these guys are coming off almost as lunatics. They want to turn us all into zombies. We got some videos here. Why don't we just rock and roll? Speaking of, I mean, these run the gamut tonight. The Young Bucks have been very busy here. We're not going to flood you with too many of these because we've had a shit ton of videos the last 3 days, and I keep forgetting we're coming up to a holiday weekend, right? I hope you guys have something planned. Even if there's nothing planned, that's something. Just chill out, right? You better live it up before June 1st if you're in Pennsylvania.